going crazy. The world's real crazy. You know why the world's crazy? Because I'm scared. I'm more scared of white kids than black kids. I got you on the elevator this morning. Two high school white boys tried to get on. I dived off. You ain't gonna kill me. Motherfuckers, this is crazy. I ain't fucking with no white boys. School, fuck that. Chris, come talk to the kids. Fuck the kids. You ain't gonna kill me. Damn trench coat mafia. What the fuck was on their mind? The trench coat mafia. They upset because people picked on them. They didn't have any friends. We was an outcast. It was six of them motherfuckers. I ain't have six friends in high school. I don't got six friends now. And everybody's like, what were they listening to? What were they listening to? Who cares what they listening to? What the fuck was Hitler listening to, okay? What was in his CD case? And everybody's like, what were they listening to? Is it the movies? Is it the records? Is it the movies, the records? Why can't they just be crazy? When I was a kid, you know, people was just crazy. And we separated the crazy kids from everybody else. Crazy kids had a little ass school bus. Had that class down by the boiler room. They got out of school at 2:30, not 3 o'clock, just in case they wanted to kill somebody. And get it out your system right now. That's right, man. It's all good for Clinton. No matter what happened, every time something bad happened, it seemed bad, but it's good for Clinton. Get people off his ass. Ooh, kids got killed. Good, 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 good. Ooh, tornadoes. Good, 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 good. Just off my ass. And Clinton damn near got impeached for what? For what? He lied about a blowjob so his wife wouldn't find out. Is that a crime? Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Lied about sex? Shit, everybody lies about sex. People lie while they having sex. Ooh, this good. This the best. Women love to lie after sex. I like to tell you, you know, I could barely walk. Then they give you this little fake fucked up walk while they in front of you. And as soon as they get out of your sight, they jog to some real dick. Hey. They all up in Clinton. For what? What Clinton do that was so bad? What'd he do that was so bad, man? Gave us some gifts? So what? That's his friend. Gave his friend a gift. So what? Try to get a job? Is that against the law for his friend? To get your friend a job? What the? She blew him for several months. The least he can do is give her a recommendation. What the hell? See, people expect this holier than thou behavior from the president. Because he's the president. He's just a man. President Clinton. It ain't Pastor Clinton. Ain't Reverend Clinton. Ain't the Honorable Bill Clinton. It is just President Clinton. And he's just a man. And a man's going to be a man, okay? A man is basically as faithful as his options, okay? That's how faithful a man is. As faithful as his options. I see these old Republican guys, I would never do such a thing. This is a disgrace. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't nobody trying to blow Orrin Hatch, no. So a man is as faithful as his options. See, it's almost impossible for a man to turn down sex. Women don't want to hear it. But it's impossible. He can stop chasing sex. Now when a man settled down, he stops chasing. But when his shit drop in his lap, he's all over. There ain't a damn thing he can do. It's out of his control. You're damn right. It's impossible for a man to turn down sex. It's easy for a woman to turn down sex. And women are like, I turn it down all the time. Why can't you? Easy for a woman to turn down sex. You know why? Because ever since y'all was 13, every guy you met been trying to fuck you. The whole concept is boring at this point. Every day women are offered dick. Every day. Every single fucking day. Every time a guy's being nice to you, he's just offering dick. That's all it is. Can I get that for you? How about some dick? You need a drink? How about some dick? Nobody offers us shit. We got to fend for ourselves. And some of this is Hillary's fault. A lot of this scandal is Hillary Clinton's fault. Everybody's like, ooh, Hillary's a hero. No, Aquaman's a hero, okay? Hillary ain't no hero. This shit is her fault. Because ladies, you know your man. You know your man better than he know himself. That's right. You know what kind of man you got. You know if you got the craze and need a blowjob all the time, man. That's right. You know what happened when he don't get his medicine. What he's capable of doing. Hillary Clinton put us all in danger. Put the whole damn country in jeopardy. And she needs to pay the price for her actions. She's the first lady in the United States. She's supposed to be the first one on her knees to suck his dick. Monica shouldn't even have stood a chance. Hillary already there. I got it. You can grab a ball if you want, but I got the dick. What else did they try to get Clinton on, man? Gays in the military. Gays in the military. Everybody gets all homophobic. Ooh, don't let them in. Don't let them in. Hey, if they want to fight, let them fight. Because I ain't fighting. I won't give a fuck if I saw a Russian tank rolling down Flatbush Avenue. I ain't killing nobody. So call me a faggot. I'll be a faggot with two legs walking like this. Hey, what's up? Everybody gets all homophobic. You need to cut that shit out because everybody in this room got at least a gay cousin. Every last one of you got a gay cousin. You knew he was gay when y'all was kids. You was playing football, he was jumping rope. He ain't turned gay, he was gay then. He just ain't had nobody to be gay with. Shit, I got a gay uncle, call him Aunt Tom. A lot of gay issues in the news. What's the big gay issues? Can't fight in the military and against the law for gays to get married. I'm like, damn, who got it better than that?
And now, Chris Rock interviews Monica Lewinsky.